A good Erev Shabbos, a lift of Yechanukah, a lot of fun things going on. Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Chaf. We're here at the bottom of Yitzchak and Beis, going back to something we had said earlier on Amud Aleph and Yitzchak and Aleph, but and kind of explaining that. So we had said before that if there's a needle that is Safik Tumah, has a suffix, whether it's tame or not, and you find that needle in an animal. So the needle, the meat is tame, but the person and the knife that did the shechting, they are both tahor. And we had two explanations of what the status, you know, where we get that needle from. According to one opinion, we said the needle was a suffix tame mace, meaning someone was tame mace, and it was his needle. Right, so the stomach, and then he lost it in the animal. He lost in general, and he found it in the animal, or that it could be that the needle was ingested before it got to Yerushalayim. Even though Safek Tumah in Yerushalayim is tahor, right, it must be that the needle was ingested by the cow before he got to Yerushalayim, and therefore Safek Tumah is going to be tame outside of Yerushalayim. But either way, we're up here about 10 or 12 lines up. First word on the line, Rav de Amar, according to Rav, who says that Kigon Shavdalam Machat Tame Meis Vikir Babasar, according to Rav, who says that the status of the needle is that it came from someone who was Tame Meis, right? Presumably Mistama, it was touched by the person who was Tame Meis, so the needle itself is Tame Meis. And as the Gemara points out, since we have this drasha that a sword that sticks into a dead body is like the dead body, meaning any metal that touches tumah, right, so it usually tumah goes down, but for metal it goes across, meaning usually an av will make a rishon, rishon make a sheni, etc. But a metal that touches something that has tummy mace, so that's going to keep the same level of tumah. So the needle is an avatuma. So other makilim not merely tumah. Why don't we say that the person and the knife and the guy shechting and the knife also is tummy? Because again, an avatuma, avitumah, whatever the case is that the needle was, right? It's going to be an avatuma at least. So why don't we say that the kohen or the knife is going to be tumah, because that's certainly an avatum, is matami, whatever it touches. So Rav Ashi zoso meres azara rishus harabim. Right, it must be that the azara, the courtyard in the Beis Hamikdash, is rishus harabim. Favilei safik tumah b'rishus harabim, and then we're dealing with a case which is safik tumah in the rishus harabim. Again, remember we're dealing with kutchin that you're shechting, so you're in the in the Beis Hamikdash. So it must be that the Azara is considered to be a Rishus HaRabim, and therefore Safek Tumah Rishus HaRabim is Tor. V'chol Safek Tumah Rishus HaRabim, right, Sveiko Tor. Therefore that's why it's going to be Tor. So it must be that we by definition, where the place you're shechting in must be a Rishus HaRabim. The Azara must be a Rishus HaRabim. Halachically, Gemara says, which implies, though, however, that Habir Rishus Yachid Sfeko Tamehu. Right, that implies that if the same case would happen in Rishus Yachid, right, because if you're going to prove that the Azar was Rishus Rabim, it must be that if it was Rishus Yachid, it would be Tame. Right, so Sfeko Tamehu. So Michti, hold on, that doesn't make any sense because Hai Machat Davar Shein Bo Das Lishalhu. Right, you're not able to ask the needle as to what happened. Or really, the knife, rather, as Rashi says, in terms of what happened, in terms of the tumah. V'chol davar she'ein bo das lishol, bein rishus rabim, bein rishus yachid, sfeiko tahor. And if you cannot ask the item in question, whether it's tame or tahor, what happened with the suffix, so then the suffix is tahor. Why? What in the world is going on? Why would it matter if you can ask a knife whether it is tame or tahor? What does that mean? So, as Rashi explains over here, the lachos of Safek Tumah Rishus HaRabim, or Safek Tumah Rishus HaYachid, is learned out from a very strange place, a sota. The case of a sota, so a woman who disregards her husband's, his warning, and don't seclude yourself with that man, and she does it anyway, right? So we assume that she did, if there are Edom that they were secluded, we assume that she did in fact cheat on him. And obviously she has to go drink the mesota and is considered to be a sota until the waters clear her of such accusation. The pasuk over there says the word tame, that how it describes the illicit relationship. So by the fact that we assume that she was tame when she was secluded, so that's how we learn out, Safek Tumah Berushus HaYachid is tame. Again, that's how we learn. Now, a sota, a person, as the Gemara says in Nazir, a sota is a person who you can ask. Right? You can ask about the circumstances surrounding the case. Now, in Echanami, you can't act based on her testimony. Right? That's still no good. But still, the Gemara learns that that person, you can ask that person about the what happened. So the whole halacha of Safik Tomei Rishus Hayochid, being Tomei, is only if you can ask whatever item in question you can ask that item whether it's Tamei or Tahor or whether what happened. Meaning, it only applies to people. Right? It doesn't apply to an item. So if you're talking about a knife, right, and again, what's the suffix here? We know the needle is Tamei. So the question is, right, maybe it touched the knife, maybe it didn't, maybe it was eaten by the cow, etc., etc. Maybe this is the needle. The item in question is a knife. So you obviously can't ask the knife what happened. Right? So how could you tell me that suffix Tuma versus a yachid is tame, right? By the case of a knife, we know that a knife is not responsive, right? So why do we assume, again, what are we trying to do? We're trying to say that this whole logically tells me that the azara is a shusar abim, because if it had been a shusar yachid, so then the suffix status of the knife would be tame. Well, what do you mean? Anytime you have an item that is non-responsive, obviously, not a person, basically, regardless of whether it's in Shusra Rabim, Shusra Yachid, it's Tahor, right? The whole concept of Safek Tumah or Shusra Yachid, Tameh, is only for people. So why would the knife, by definition, be Tameh? Right? We assume that items are Tahor in that case. So the Gemara says, Mishum Dehavi Safek Tumah Haba Bidei Adam. Because how did the knife become Tameh, or potentially become Tameh? The only reason it was Tameh is because the guy took it and shechted the cow with it. Right? So if that came about because of a person, Rabbi Yochanan, Safek Tumah Haba Bidei Adam is Nish'alin Aleha. That's considered as if you can ask about it. Meaning if the person caused the Safek in the knife, so then the object in question is not necessarily the knife, it's the person who you can question, and that's good enough. So afilu b'kli amunuch amal gavi karka, even if the kli is just lying there on the ground, kedar sheish bodas lishal, it's as if you can ask it what the deal is. So that's why we would assume that the knife would be tame if it was in Rishus HaYachid. And therefore, it must be that if you have a suffix in terms of the person and the knife, that the azara is considered to be Rishus HaRabim, because suffix tuma by Rishus HaRabim is going to be tahor. Okay. Now, analyzing this idea, habasar tame, that in the case of the needle, the meat is tame. So Gemara says, how did that work? Right, again, you find the needle that's tame, tame mace, and the meat is tame, the person and the knife are tahor. So the Gemara says, habasar dit kosher b'mai. We know that food can only be kind of prepared to be makabel tuma if it comes in contact with liquid. So how could you tell me that the meat is tame? Right? When was it b'machshir? When was it hukshar? When was it prepared to be mekabel tuma? So inema the ichshav dam. If you tell me it's with the blood of the shechita, v'ha'amar Rabbi Chiya, amar Abba, amar Rabbi Yochanan, minayin the dam kachim she'ena machshir. We know that the blood of kachim is not machshir item to become tame. Shenamim pasuk says lo sochu lo aretz k'tish b'chenu kamayim. Right, dam she'nishbach kamayim machshir she'ena nishbach kamayim eno machshir. I mean, Joshua we had before that the only thing that's going to be machshir in terms of if you're talking about blood, right? There are seven liquids that can be machshir something to be makabel tuma. Yad shachadam. The dalet and dam is blood. The mem is ma'im. Agav, it's not dam together. It's dalet dam mem ma'im. But either way, the only blood that's going to be machshir something to become a tuma is something that is spilled on the floor, while the blood of korbanos is collected in a kli. So it's not spilled on the floor. So that blood is not makabel tuma, and it's not machshir anything to be makabel tuma either. It may be makabel tuma. I take it back. Meaning it is makabel tuma, but it's not machshir something else to be makabel tuma. So how could this meat, where you find a needle inside, how is that tame? So when was it machshir? So hukshar. So ela is kasher b'mashke bei mitabchir. Maybe it became hukshar makabel tuma through the liquids, meaning the water in the base mitabchir, the place where they shechted the korbanos in the base hamikdash. That's right, the water that they used to wash off all the meat. Iva amar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina mashke bei mitabchir lo dayin dehshein dachan. In terms of the liquids, the water in the base mitabchir, and the place where they shechted the animals in the base hamikdash, it's not enough that they're kosher, that they're tahor, rather, right? Not only are they tahor, elashen makshirim, right? But they also are not going to make other things susceptible to become tuma. So well, that's out. So ella v'it kosher b'chibas hakodesh. Maybe it must be that it was mukshar through chibas hakodesh, through the chashivus of kachim, right? It wasn't actually. Because it didn't actually become wet, right? It was mukshar. It was able to become mekabel tumah from the fact that it's kachim. Right? If you look at Rashi, where is that Rashi? Right? Eller ichshav kibas hakodesh, kibas hakodesh mekasharza lavo lidi tumah. Right? Just the fact that you're bringing it as a korban is going to enable it to be mekabel tumah, even though it has not become wet by anything. The Kaimalan, the Peshani, the Shishkat Chulin, Chibas HaKodesh, Meshav LaOchel, Kabel Toma. Because we learned in the Gemara in Chulin that the fact that you're bringing it as a korban can enable it to become Mekabel Toma. So that's what it's got to be. The problem with that is that Imer de Mehanya Le Chibas HaKodesh Lef Sule Gufe. In what case do we say, in what scenario do we say that Chibas HaKodesh, this whole fact that literally means the love of holy things, right? The chibas kachim, the fact that chiba is a hug. So the fact that we say that this whole concept of chibas hakodesh only makes the item pasul, right? Pasul does not transmit tuma any further, right? Lemimra bei rishon v'sheni nami, right? Who says that it's going to make the items a rishon and a sheni? And if you'll tell me that they don't, meaning that it's not a rishon and a sheni, or that it does make it a rishon and a sheni, tiv shod to by Reish Lakish, that you should be able to answer the following question of Reish Lakish, who asked, tsarei shel menachos, so if you get a lump of a korban mincha, meaning the korban mincha came with, it was oil and flour, etc., but you didn't actually necessarily stir it together. So if you have a lump of dry, right, of dry stuff, of the flour, in the korban mincha, and it touches tuma, monim bo rishon v'sheni olo. The kasha is that going to be considered a rishon or a sheni? Meaning, the flour is dry, right, it's not wet, it's not mukhsha b'kabal tuma, but, the question is that, and obviously, chibas hakodesh, right, is going to determine that this korban mincha is now tuma. So Reish Lakish asked, does that therefore transmit tuma to other things? Meaning, is it a rishon or a sheni? Can it be metame? Or is it just like, you know, a revi for kachim purposes, and it's possible, but it's not tame? Meaning, Reish Lakish asked this question, didn't get an answer. So if you're telling me over here that the meat is tame, and it's going to be a rishon or a sheni, that would answer Reish Lakish's question. So you can't tell me that it's tame because of chivas hakodesh, because that would therefore answer Reish Lakish's question, and he didn't get an answer. So it must be the following case, that the cow was a shlamim, and Rashi will explain that that's important. And for whatever reason, as we'll see in a second, the owner brought the cow through a river to the Beis HaMikdash and let the animal drink. And when he shechted it, it was still wet, meaning the meat and the cow was still wet. Rashi says a shlomim is dafka, is specific, and the reason they would do this is because when the cow drinks water, it was easier for them to skin the animal. And by shlomim, the owner gets to keep the skin, the hides. So that's dafka, the case over here, that we're talking about a cow that was a shlomim, and the owner brought it through the water to drink, and then it was still wet, and that's how it was mukshar lekabel tuma, because again, animals that are alive are not mekabel tuma. Tuma has to be wet when it's dead, so that's why the water, it was still wet after they shechted it. Okay. The Mishnah had said that if you find the needle in the cow, so the flesh is tame, everything else is tahor, and then nimseis beferesh, but if you find it in the feces, in the dung, so then I call tar, then everything is tar, even the meat. So Gemara says, "V'nihadar perish v'nizmi b'basar." Well, why don't we say that the flesh, that the feces should make the basar hukshar lekabel tuma, right? Mistama, right? Again, not to get graphic, but assuming that the feces is liquidy, so that should be metame the cow, the flesh, right, the meat. So Rav Ada Bar Ava, but Farish Ava. Now it must be that it wasn't so liquidy. So Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi said the field term of Farish Raka. You could even say it was liquidy. We shouldn't have a Mashkes Haruach. No, because we saw before that a Mashkes Haruach, a disgusting liquid, does not transmit. So that's obviously feces, diarrhea, etc. That's disgusting, and that's not going to transmit tuma from the needle and then on to the buser. Okay. Fine. Tani Tana Kamid Rav Sheshes. Sheretz Metami Samashkin. Tana taught Rav Sheshes that if you have a sheretz that's Metami liquid, Umashkin Metami is a kli, and liquid is Metami a kli, and kli Metami is a ochlin, and the utensil then is Metami the food, ochlin Metami is a mashkin, and food then transmits liquid, Lamanu Shalosh Tumas Besheretz. That's how you can get up to three levels, right, of Tumah by a sheretz. The Gemara says, quick math, Hani Arbahin. You just listed four transmissions, right? Sheretz to Mashkin, Mashkin to Kli, Kli to Oakland, Oakland to Mashkin. So why is that three, not four? It should be four. Right, so the Gemara says, Guz Mashkin to Resha. Take out the first liquid. And therefore, it should be Sheretz to Kli, Kli to food, and food to liquids. So the Gemara says, Adarava, Guz Mashkin to Sefer. Why just take out the first liquid, take out the last one? Right, so I don't understand. So the Gemara says, "Lo ashkan tana da amar mashkin mitamez kli el Rabbi Yehuda v'hadarbe." Because maybe if something jogged in your memory and you were wondering, perhaps, how does liquid mitame kelim? I thought that doesn't work. So you were right. Right, the only tana who says that liquid is mitame kelim was Rabbi Yehuda, and he took it back. Right, if you remember, Rabbi Yehuda v'hadarbe, right, he took it back. So it must be that it can't be that the sheretz is mitame the liquid, and then the liquid is mitame the kli, because that's not a thing. And therefore, right, the sheretz to food, food to liquid. Sheretz to kli to food, food to liquid. V'simanech nezaisa, and the sim. The way to remember this is apparently a beer barrel, because that's how they make beer. They make beer by pouring in the seora, the food first, and then the liquid. So if you have kli seor, which is barley, and then whatever, and then liquid. So that's the order in which the brisa is going. Right, if you start from the sheretz to kli to food, food to liquid. Okay. Tanan, awesome. Sheretz hanizma b'tanur. If you have a sheretz that's found in an oven, again, back in the day, the ovens were made out of pottery and an earthenware. So we know that the halacha is that if an earthenware pot or jug or oven, in this case, is metame through its airspace. So if you find the sheretz inside the tanur, v'apas b'socho, and you have bread inside it as well. So what's the din of that bread? That bread is a shmiya. It's a sheni l'tumah. V'pnei shatoro shatanur t'chilo, because the oven is a rishon, meaning the sheretz is metame the kli, i.e. the oven, and then the oven is metame the bread. So the bread is a sheni, right? The sheretz is an av. The oven is a rishon, and the sheretz is a sheni. Amar levada bar ava la rava, v'nechse l'hai tanur k'man demali to madami. Right, v'tehevi hai pas rishona. Why do you make the bread a sheni? Right, why isn't the sheretz matami the bread? Right, assume they're not touching. Why don't we say that the sheretz fills the oven with tumah, and therefore it's like the sheretz is being mitame the bread, and the bread should be a rishon and not a sheni. So malay lo sakadaitach. That's not. Don't think that. The tanik is blender brisa yachol yehu kol kelim mitame be'aver klicheres. You might have thought that all kelim can become tame in the airspace of a klicheres, of a pottery, earthenware jug or whatever. Tamalomar. Therefore, the pasuk says kol hashem socho yitma v'samechle mikol ha'ochel. The pasuk says anything that's inside of the klicheres is tame, and then it says all food, right? Any food becomes tame. Ocha matame me'avir klicheres, v'ein kol hakelim matame me'avir klicheres. The food is matame through the airspace of the klicheres, of the earthenware jug or whatever, but kelim are not. So since, again, meaning that the way we view the tumah is not that the entire airspace is filled with sheretz tumah. Well, obviously, sheretz tumah can be metame kelim. So if you tell me that the airspace of the klicheres cannot be metame kelim, it must be that the sheretz itself is not considered to have filled up the entire oven. Because otherwise, that's sheretz metame kli, so the kli should be tame. So no, rather the sheretz is metame the kli, and then the kli is metame the food, and that's why the bread is going to be sheni. Okay. Now, a lot of this amud is going to be some chazara, but basically we're going back to the Mishnah. If you remember the Mishnah we had said on Yudalid, that we had Rabbi Chanina Sigana Kohanim, had said you can burn tamei kachim That's a shlishi with tamei kodshim. That's a rishon, meaning bumping up the level of tuma. That the kivan said you can burn truma, that shemen that is truma, from a shlishi and make with an avatuma and make it even a rishon. And then Rav Meir had said that therefore you can burn tahor truma that's chametz on erev Pesach with tamei truma that's chametz on erev Pesach, right? Turning something that's tahor into something that's tamei, right? And then you had the whole discussion that doesn't make sense. That's not the parallel, etc., etc. So Rav Chista Rami Piska Piska Umishani. So Rav Chista, right, taught two different halachos of Pesach against each other. Rami is always you compare two brises one against the other. Umishani, and he answered. Now, if you remember. Right, again, just go back to the Mishnah. If you flip back to Yedalid, Amar Aleph, at the bottom we have Rabbi Yeshua, right? Modi Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Shesorf and Zula Asma, Vizula Asma. What's the machlokas? That according to Rabbi Yeshua, Shtein Ka'achas, you can burn Truma, that's Tuluya, that's a suffix, with Truma that is Tamea, right? Again, in a Hanabi, according to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, if something is Tahor and Tame, you have to burn them separately, but if it's Tluya, if it's suffig, then Rabbi Yeshua had said you can burn that with something that's tummy. So Gemara says now, back to Chav Amr Beis. Mi Amr Rabbi Yeshua Shtein Ka'achas. Can you really burn truma that is suffig tummy with truma that's definitely tummy? That's, and again, both them are chametz. Right? Or Minhu ask your stira, Amr Rabbi Yossi, Ein Nidon Dome Laraya. The topic that we're talking about, right? Again, what did Rabbi Yossi say? According to Rabbi Meir, wanted to make an analogy from Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim to Rabbi, saying that you can burn Tahor with Tomei. Rabbi Yossi said, no, you cannot do that. Because when they testified about what the Kohanim used to do, the Beis HaMikdash, right, in Adios, if you remember, Mishnah in Adios, so Amahi Yidu, what do they say? If you have meat that was Tomei Vlada Tuma, Shesorfanaso and Basar Shinit Vlada Tuma, right, it's Rabbi Chanina's case. You took meat that's a Vlada Tuma, you burned it with meat that's an Abatuma. Zet Tomei Vizet Tomei, both of them are Tomei. Or Rabbi Akiva's case, Im Allah Shemesh Nifsal Batzvul Yom Shemadlikin Osober Nishin Itzvul Tamei Meis. Or you have oil that was a Tzvul Yom, right? And that it was Ma'likin. You can burn it with oil, meaning oil was touched by a Tzvul Yom, so oil is a Shlishi, and it can be burned with oil that's in a lamp, in a lamp that is Tamei Tamei Meis, meaning you're going to make the oil turn it from a Shlishi to a Rishon. So still, that's fine. Rabbi Kivet said that's fine because Zeh Pasul Vezeh Tamei, because one of them is Tamei, one of them is the other Tamei. Right? Just in one case, it cannot further the Tuma, right? Shlishi cannot further the Tuma. That's the end of the line for Truma. And the other one was a Rishon that obviously can transmit Tuma. So you're making the oil, right, into something that can be transmitting Tuma, but that's still fine. You're burning it together. So Af Anu Modim, and we agree. But Tuma Shishenitmes with Vlada Tuma. If your Truma is a Vlada Tuma, Shesorfan Osoy, my Truma Shinitmes Bava Tuma. We agree with those Shitas, right? Avahech Nisro Fafilu Tuma. But how can you say that you can burn something that's a suffix tame with something that is definitely tame? Shemi Yavo Eliyahu V'Yitarim, right? We know maybe Eliyahu and Avi will come and he will be Metaher and say that the suffix truma, right, is actually tahor. So then you're burning something that's tahor with something that's tame. So that's a stira. So how could Rabbi Yeshua say you can burn something, right, that's what's it called? That's suffix. Meaning Rabbi Yeshua allows this to happen. Rabbi Yossi has this whole long story that nobody says that you're allowed to burn something that's suffik with something that's tameh. So Mishani Sir Chisda said, "Rabbi Shimon, I'll leave Rabbi Yeshua about Rabbi Yossi. I'll leave Rabbi Yeshua. That's a machlokas in Rabbi Yeshua shita. Right? This brisa is Rabbi Yossi's shita. Right? And our brisa, our Mishnah rather, is Rabbi Shimon in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, who says that you can burn something that is a suffik tame, a truma that's suffik tame with truma that is definitely tame. Tataria, like we learned in our brisa. As we see that this is machlokas Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi, is in terms of what Rabbi Yeshua himself holds. Arbas or Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, if Erev Pesach falls on a Shabbos like it does this year, Dafka, Mitzvah Shemi, Meir Yibana Beis Hamikdash, all these things will become relevant. Ma'arvin is a kol of Ne'a Shabbos. We get rid of everything before Shabbos, Besorf and Trumas, Tameas, Tluyos, and Toros, and you can burn all these types of Truma, whether it's Tame, whether it's Tahor, whether it's a Suffolk, Devi Rabbi Meir, you can burn it all together. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, no, Tahor b'fnei asma, Tluy b'fnei asma, Tmei b'fnei asma. You have to burn them all separately. Rabbi Shimon, lo nechlu, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, ala Torah, ala Tmei, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, agree that Tahor chametz, that's Truma, and Tamei chametz, that's Truma, cannot be burned together, but Shein Sorfen, they cannot be burnt together, right? Al-Tuli of Al-Tahora, and they agree also that if something is Suffolk Tame, and something that is definitely Tahor, right, Shesorfen, that you can burn them two together, because you're not, there's no Vade Tumah here, so you're not violating anything by burning the Tahor Truma with the Suffolk Truma. Amal Nechku, what's the Machok is Al-Tuli of Al-Tmeya. Right, again, whether there's a Suffolk or not. Meaning, whether you can burn Truma that's a Suffolk with Truma that's definitely Tameh. Rabbi Lezer, Amit Yisar, Zub Asma. Rabbi Lezer says you have to burn them separately. Rabbi Yishua, Omer Shtein Kafnas. Rabbi Yishua says you can burn them together. So you see that Rabbi Yossi, what's Rabbi Yossi saying? That Rabbi Yishua holds that you can burn Suffolk and Tameh together. So that's how you see that there's a machlokes, right? It must be that there are different shitas within Rabbi Yeshua. The problem is, Masnisa Rabbi Yossi. One time, our Mishnah is also Rabbi Yossi. So how can you tell me that our Mishnah, that's Rabbi Yossi shita, but our Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon? Right? How can you tell me that's how we wanted to answer it? So the Gemara says, how can come Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Meir? So this is where Rabbi Yossi was saying back to Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah. Said, afilu Rabbi Shimon, even according to Rabbi Shimon, Vali with Rabbi Yeshua, even according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that Rabbi Yeshua says the Mekel, that it's more Mekel, that you can burn Suffolk and Tame Truma together. So still, right, still, you, Rabbi Meir, who says you can burn Tahor and Suffolk together, still have nothing to burn, to base it on. Because Ki Mekel betulia v'tameya, because Rabbi Shimon's Shita of Rabbi Yeshua is, right, that's the most lenient that there is, and he could only, Rabbi Shimon, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, says you can only burn something that's Suffolk Tame with something that's definitely Tame. Bitahora Utmeya, lo. But something that's Tahor and something that's Tame, that cannot be burned together, right? Nobody says that. Okay. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, Rami Truma, Pischa. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina said there's a stira within Rabbi Yeshua's Shita between Truma and Pesach, Umishani, and he gave the following answer. Me, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Shtei Vachas, did Rabbi Yeshua really say you can burn Suffolk Tame Truma with definite Tame Truma? Or many, I'll bring in the stira, Chavish or Truma Shanolid Ba Suffolk Tuma. Again, we had this before as well. A little bit of Chazara is always good. Right? You have a barrel of Truma wine, that has a Suffolk Tuma. Rabbi Elazar, Omer, Imhaisa Munach is Makam Atarfa, Yanichana Makam Mutzna. Rabbi Elazar says if it was open, it was out in the open, so then you have to put it into a place where it's secluded, where it's hidden, right? So it doesn't become definitely tamei. And if it was open, yichasen, you should cover it. Again, you want to make sure it doesn't become definitely tamei, even though it's sort of tamei. It's suffic tamei. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says the opposite. If it was hidden, you should bring it out into the open. If it was covered, you should uncover it. Right, right. Even though, right, that's going to very likely cause it to become more tamei. Right, you're not doing anything, by doing so. I mean, it's an indirect way of causing it to potentially become more tame, vade tame. And therefore, right, what do you see there? Rabbi Yeshua only allows you to be metame it, grama in, be a dayan lo. You're not actually allowed to actively be metame it. You're just allowed to do it in an indirect way. So that, how could you burn Suffolk Truma that's Chametz with Vade Truma that's Chametz, Vade Truma that's Tameh. So Mishani, so he answers Rabbi Shimon, Alibi Rabbi Yeshua, Harabi Yossi, Alibi Rabbi Yeshua. It's the same answer, that it's just, it's a machlokas in terms of what Rabbi Yeshua said. Right, again, according to Rabbi Shimon, right, so then you're allowed to be Metame Biadayim, and according to Rabbi Yossi, right, you're only allowed to do it with a grama, with a indirectly. Okay, and finally, let's just do one more. It's not just one more. It's a bit here. But either way, Rabbi Elazar, Rami Truma, Truma. Rabbi Elazar had a stira between the shita of Rabbi Yehoshua here by Truma, and another case of Truma Umeshani, and he also gave an answer to this. Me, Amar Rabbi Yehoshua, Grama Imbia, Daim Lo. Did Rabbi Yehoshua really say that you're only allowed to indirectly cause Truma to become Tame? Right, again, Suffolk Truma to become Tame. You're only allowed to indirectly make it Tame, but you're not actually allowed to do it yourself. What about another Mishnah that we brought earlier, right, a couple days ago? Let's say you have two barrels of wine, and the top barrel broke, and And the bottom, right, the top barrel is Truma. Sorry, just to clarify. The top barrel is Truma. The bottom barrel is Chulin. Right? And it doesn't really matter that Chulin becomes Tame, right? You can drink that, right? You can't go to the Beis HaMikdash afterwards, but you can drink that. So either way, it's Takhtea Chulin Tamein. Right, so the chulin is tameh. So if the wine from the top barrel, which is truma, falls in to the bottom barrel, which is tameh chulin, it will mess up, right, and mixing it together, that you have to throw out the entire bottom barrel. So moder, in that case, moder Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Hashem Yachol Atzal, Mimenu Rabbi Yisbetara. If you can save any part of the truma by tara, meaning if you have a tahor kli to save the top wine, then yatzil, then you have to save it. Love, but if you don't have a tahor kli to save the top barrel of wine, the top truma, so then Rabbi Elazar Omar Tereid Vititame, you just leave it, let it happen by itself, let the truma go back and go into the bottom barrel and mess it up. But you shouldn't be metame the truma, right, with your own action. You shouldn't actively be metame the truma. Rabbi Yeshua says you can even be metame it yourself, right? Take the kli and make it, you know, kind of gather it. Collect the tame wine that's dripping into the barrel underneath it, or that may drip into the barrel underneath it. Even if the kli is tame, you're being metame the truma. You're doing it with yourself, right? You're doing it actively with your hands, right? That's a case where you're doing it nefarish. And so, how can you tell me that he only? Right, earlier we said he only allows it to if you're doing it indirectly. Now you're being metame the truma directly with your hands. So Mishani, Rabbi Elazar explained that Shani Hasam Dikehavsir Chulin, because there the only reason you're allowed to do this is because there's a lot of money, right? There's a lot of money involved. The whole big barrel of wine is going to go to waste, so you're going to lose that chulin. You're going to have to throw it out. But if there's no other mitigating factor, so then you're not allowed to be metame the truma actively. So Maskevla Rava. Rava asked the following question: Masnisa Nami, right? Ika Hefsed Eitzim. With us, we had this before, right? What about the wood that you need to burn two fires, right? In our Mishnah, but again, in Karzav Yeshua, you're not allowed to burn Safek Truma with Tahar Truma with Tame Truma. That again, the Karzav Yosi. So Amalei Abaye, the Hefsed Meruba Chashu, the Hefsed Muad Lo Chashu. Same idea, right, that we had before in the Gemara. That it depends on how much money you're losing. A barrel of wine is a lot of money. A couple of pieces of wood is not so bad. When we now tamer the hefsi meruba chashu, how do you know that Chazal were really concerned about a hefsi meruba, a big loss of money? Well, hefsi muat lo chashu, but a little bit of money they don't care about so much. If the same case with the two barrels, truma on top, chulin on bottom, but the item inside is flipped, right? Now the item in question is oil, not wine. So mechtona chulin tamein. So the top is truma and the bottom is tame chulin. That's oil. So then modi Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua im yachol atzel mimenu Rabbi Yisbetara yatzel. That if you can save it with the kli that's tahor, then you should v'im lav. But if not, you should let it go down. Teri v'titame v'alitz mena biyad. You see that Rabbi Yeshua there agrees that if you can't save it with a tahor kli, you should not actively be metame the top the shemen in a barrel. And the Gemara says, "Mishna Shemen." What's the difference between oil and wine? Right. So oil, the Gemara says, "The roi lahadlik." Right. Oil you can burn. Right. If truma becomes tame, that's and it's oil. So you dispose of it. You burn it. Okay. It happens to be that burning oil will also grant you a benefit. Right. You're allowed to burn it. For lights. So that's fine. You're not going to lose the entire value of the oil. So Gemara says, 1 second, Yain Nami Roi LaZiluf. But you could also use wine. They used to use wine as a perfume, right? To kind of, literally, Ziluf means to sprinkle, but they used to use it as perfume. They would sprinkle it in the house, and like we have air fresheners, they would sprinkle wine. That also, you're able to use the wine that you're not allowed to drink. So Gemara says, Chitem Ziluf Lav Milsei. If your tummy's, you know, the sprinkling, the aromatics doesn't matter, meaning it's not worth anything. That apparently, in the times of Shmuel, the name of Rabbi Chia, you could get a lug of wine for drinking was cheaper, right? It was one sela, as opposed to wine for sprinkling. That was two sela. So you see that it's still also, you could still do that and keep your money. So what's the difference between the two cases? It says bechadash. No, it must be that it's talking about the price is talking about new wine, which doesn't sprinkle. Apparently, that does, or it doesn't smell good. You can't use it for sprinkling. Okay, I've rightly yashno. So okay, fine. So you know what you could do with new wine that's messed up, that's tame. just leave it there, and it becomes old wine, and then you can use it for as perfume and sprinkling in the air freshener. When it says also the de takala, okay, if you leave it in your house for 5 years, people might drink it. Right? At some point, someone's going to make a mistake. It says sheminami also the de takala. So oil also, people may come and use it and drink it. People eat oil, people use it for frying, etc. So it must be that you're keeping the oil in a disgusting kli. So people will know, no one's going to eat it because it's gross, but you could still use it for burning, and that's totally fine. So Gemara says, Yain nami, rami le kli mos. Okay, so why don't you just keep the wine in the same disgusting kli, so no one will drink it? So Gemara says, zilef de kaboyle, be kli mos, rami le. There's no way someone is going to keep something you want to use as air freshener in a disgusting kli. Like, that's going to mess up the whole point of the wine. It's going to smell terrible. So therefore, that's the difference between wine and oil. Wine, you're losing a lot of money. And oil, you are not. And that's why Rabbi Yeshua made a difference, right? That's the whole concept of Hefzid Meruba. That's why they're allowed to be Metame the Truma V'Yadayim to save the entire barrel of Chulin that is Tame. Okay, Shkoyach Golo Rabosai, we'll go Vayter and Hele Yishas tomorrow. Right, almost done with the Tum and Tara stuff, and then we get back to Pesachim. It's Hashem. Have a great Shabbos. Have a great Hanukkah. And we'll go Vayter and Hele Yishas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.